think of that in terms of Cass Avenue. Think of it in terms of the of you know, what we used to refer to in Detroit as Black Bottom. Okay, and I really believe that. I mean, I believe that people are capable of governing themselves and policing themselves. They don't have to have white police officers from Livonia. Mm-hmm. They don't have to have judges from Grosse Pointe. If the rest of the world was blown up with an atom bomb and there was nothing left but that section of Detroit where, from Woodward to Livernoy and from 5 Mile to the river, they'd have to govern themselves. And they would somehow. I mean, they'd find leaders would emerge, people would judge each other, people would put each other in jail, and the thing would, it would happen. And that's what I was trying to say here. And I think if you're going to do anything about the urban crisis, it's got to come from within. You can't bring in the National Guard to make the people of to make the streets of the city of Detroit safe. The people who live in those streets have to make their own streets safe. And the way you begin with it is to begin with civil, with the organization of civil government, which is the beginning, which is a local courthouse and local officials. There is no segment of our people so alienated from society that given a local judge and a community court, it will not keep its own house in order. For too long have the black people in our cities been smeared by the wide brush of public reaction to the crimes of some black men without having in hand the tools with which to discipline their errant brothers. It is time we gave them the tools. It is time we give the people of Detroit, neighborhood by neighborhood and precinct by precinct, the judges and the courthouses to do the job which must be done if our children and our children's children are to enjoy the fruits of urban civilization.
Now, this is May 1960.
May 1960.
What was the response?
Nothing.
Did the newspapers ignore this?
Yeah. The newspapers, I thought it was pretty damn perceptive stuff. And candidly, it was a prescription for something. I mean, I'd experienced the rioting in the streets of Detroit and so forth.
You in person delivered this to the legislature.
Oh, yeah.
Were the seats filled?
Oh, sure. The place
not was, for the judiciary speech anymore.
Oh, no. They were hanging from the rafters that
they
day.
They were?
Well, oh, sure.
Yeah.
And
so it wasn't that there was some kind of a... Everybody going to sleep. It was
no, but it's interesting. It's interesting because I gave two speeches that day. I gave this speech, which I labored over in Florida preparing it, and another one which I also labored over later in the day. And the second speech I gave out at Michigan State University. I remember the state police didn't want me to go. It was 1969, and it was a. You know, the anti-Vietnam War thing and so on. And I had to give this Law Day speech, and they hustled me in the back door, and they were terribly afraid I was going to get mauled or something.
Or something. Yeah.